go ahead. You can take it away.
Okay, well, we got Coach Andy Hampton on the line. And Andy, thanks a lot for giving us a call tonight. And I know you guys probably, like everybody else, got weathered out tonight, but had a game. I know you played Sweet Springs earlier in the week.
Yeah, we played on Tuesday over at Sweet Springs and was able to get our first conference win of the season. So it was a hard-fought game, pretty even throughout the first half, and we were able to get a little flurry right before halftime to go up 9 at the half, and then had a really good second half, really good third quarter to kind of push things away, and ended up with a big victory.
Coach, when you're one of the top teams in the conference, you always kind of have a target on your back. You go on the road at Sweet Springs, not always an easy place to play. What did you feel you did well, or who played well for the Tigers against Sweet Springs?
Yeah, it's an extremely tough place to play always down there at Sweet Springs, and they've got a new coach this year with Brent Niemeyer, and he's done a really good job. They've got a real athletic group down there, and so we were able to just kind of create a few turnovers early in the second half to get a few easy baskets, and then we had a couple girls hit some big threes consecutively to kind of keep pushing the lead up in the third quarter, and I think we were up 9 at the half, and then we were able to outscore them 24-10. In the third quarter, and I think 10-2, 10-3 in the fourth quarter. So we just kind of started really stepping it up defensively, but also shots were starting to fall in the second half. We were able to get a lot of wide open looks and knock them down. And so anytime you can do that, you know, good things are going to happen. And so, you know, like I said, they're a young team, but a very pesky team. And they gave us all we wanted there early in the first half, and eventually we kind of just wore them down.
Coach, you guys, tomorrow you play Tipton in the finals of the Lafayette County Tournament. Probably the premier girls matchup in the area tomorrow, this week, I would say. What do you know about Tipton? What do you need to do to be able to play with them tomorrow?
Well, they're a really good team. You know, it's been a while since we've seen them. It's kind of a weird approach to all this with the weather and things like that. You know, we were supposed to play them last Saturday and got postponed. And, you know, so we kind of moved forward with our next opponents. And so, you know, we were supposed to play Crest Ridge tonight in the big conference game. And so we were kind of preparing for that, this practice, and weren't able to practice today because of the weather. And so, you know, it's going to be going in, just basically going to play. And I think that's going to be okay just because, you know, watching Tipton before, they seem like a team that just goes and plays, and they play good basketball. And so, you know, I think it'll be an up-and-down game. Both teams like to get up and down from what I've seen of them. And, you know, hopefully it'll be a good competitive matchup for us. I think they're a state-ranked team in Class 2. And so it'll be a great test for us here in the middle of January to see where we're at. And, you know, hopefully moving forward, we can learn a lot from this game, win or lose, and take that with us and into our upcoming games and heading on into the heart of the season.
Well, that'd be, to Andy, this Joe again, that'd be a great matchup tomorrow night down at Higginsville. What time does that game tip off? That's the girls' championship game.
We're at 6:30.
6:30. Okay.
Off,
yep. Yeah, you're the girls' championship, and then you got Higginsville against Knob Noster in the boys' title game. So, be a couple of good games down there. And hey, I appreciate you being on our high school highlights program. I enjoyed talking with you early in the week, and I was kind of ribbing you a little bit. I know your wife, Mindy, she's the superintendent over at Wellington DePoe, and I was asking if she let you weigh in on calling off school on snow days. And hey, you got to call another day off today, didn't you?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, she's finally listening to me.
Yeah, so. Hey, you're on a roll 2 days this week, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, listen, appreciate the call, Andy, and we'll talk again next week, and good luck tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Okay, we'll see you, Andy. That's Andy Hampton. Andy, the head girls coach of the Wellington Napoleon Tigers, undefeated right now, Travis, and that's